Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady Chase is good, my dude. You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. I'm your boy, Steady J, and, of course, the great host of this very beautiful show. And, man, we got a lot of great stuff going on today. It's yet another episode of the Dust Divine Model Month, which is the second annual, by the way, for those of y'all that haven't been here before, or, no, just not keeping in tune with what's going on as well, too. We got a very hot show today with my girl, Lisa Barber, the other half of the Barber Twins, and, man, it was fun. I had a sister on here. Sister Mickey, it was funny, and I just think, man, it's not going to be any short of that when we have her, I'm great, going to show here in a moment, because I think she's going to hold it down, too. I mean, their personalities are great, and, you know, it's good to see when people can take their great talents, but also at the same time have a great character to go with it, so. Big ups to her for that. And it's on the touch and bases too. Make sure that y'all check out the Dust Spot at duskspot.com. You go there and check out everything as far as shows, as far as artists that's really able to show, as far as models, all that kind of stuff. That is the hub of a lot of great things. If you're not on that site, make sure you join it. And it made it very simple. You can even sign up with your Twitter, your Facebook, you ain't got to take all day or not, except for the small little questions. But other than that, you know, just definitely get it in and feel free to just be yourself on there. So we're going to go ahead and check the phone lines. I think that is my girl, Lisa Barber. So let's go ahead and check. All right, Carl, you on Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. Who is this?
Hello? Hello? Can't hear anything.
check out that technical difficulty. We're going to go to a quick song break and then be back. So this is by my boy, Young Gucci. He's a very new artist. He's been doing some great things, you know, trying to find his way into the music industry, how just, you know, just trying to find his personality, how he wants to do things in it. So this is a very fun song. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people realize we miss the fun out of music a lot of times. So I like this. It kind of reminds me when I go out and I, you know, kind of like that song, Shots and whatnot. So definitely check this out. This is Kella F'd Up right here on Life at a Dust Live. And then we'll be right back. We're going to check to see what's going on with my girl, Lisa Barber. Let's go.
Young Gucci on the track. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. In the club, hella fucked up. Oh man. In the club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. Girl's booty is hella tight, tight. I'm gonna hit that all night, night. Chain on my neck like bang, bang, bang. Girl's booty hella like bang, bang, bang. Met a girl named Molly, all she knew was party. Met a girl named Mary Jane, was higher than a plane. The club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. I'm hella fucked up, hella fucked up. She's hella fucked up, hella fucked up. Six on the beach, tequila sunrise. Super tight booty, super thick thighs. I'm hella fucked up, 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 up. She's hella fucked up, 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 up. Met a girl named Molly, all she knew was party. Met a girl named Mary Jane, was higher than a plane. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. Girl's booty is hella tight, tight. I'm gonna hit that all night, night. I'm hella fucked up, hella fucked up. She's hella fucked up, hella fucked up. Chain on my neck like bling, bling, bling. Girl's booty hella like bang, bang, bang. Six on the beach, tequila sunrise. Super tight booty, super thick thighs. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. Drop it super low, down to the floor. Grab the girl's booty, get a little horny.
Welcome back to Life at Dust Live. It was my boy Young Gucci. That was Hella F'd Up. And I think that was a perfect song to hear right now because I feel like I'm on Twitter at Hella F'd Up because I know I'm not reading what I think I'm reading. But whatever. Rebecca Black, I just don't understand that woman, man. I'm not even going to start myself today. You went so stressed out and crazy. All right, we're going back to go to go check the phone lines again. Is this you, Miss Lisa?
Yes, this is me. This is Lisa Leash in the building.
What's up? In the building.
Yes.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And most definitely. And, you know, it was pretty fun to have your sister on here. And I was like, man, I can't wait to have her on here, too, because I mean, wow, like, y'all personalities are just crazy.
Thanks, Teddy. I appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoyed this interview. I hope, you know, I can do the same for you.
I think you can. I mean, I've done my research. A lot of people don't realize I do my research, too. I'll check you on your interviews, and you be holding down. So I don't think that I'm going to have a problem with that.
No, I don't think so either.
Let's let everyone who doesn't know about you, who you are, go ahead and put them up on game.
Well, my name is Lisa Barber. I'm a three-time U.S. champion and a three-time world champion, a 17-time All-American at the University of South Carolina, and I'm a track star. Hopefully a good one, a big one. So, you know, that's it. That's me.
Most definitely. And as far as with your track career right now, before we get to that, let's start from the beginning. Like, how did you actually get inspired into doing track?
Well, I got started because my parents, they wanted me and my sister to get into some type of activity after school. And first we joined the hiking club, and then that didn't work. We just did it just to appease them. But then we joined the track team, and we just, at first we weren't really good. And then we just kept working hard. And my neighbor, Aaliyah Williams, she went to the University of Texas. Like, she really inspired us to run because she ran at an early age. And we just started getting better and better in high school. And then next thing we know, we were getting scholarship offers from everywhere and becoming national champions and state champions. So that was our start with track and field. And then 15 years later, I'm still running. So I'm really enjoying it.
Well, definitely. And it's definitely a great look at this. You know, I kind of go back and look at some of the videos and whatnot. Y'all just holding it down. It's, you know, a lot of people, after a certain age, they start being in a more active lifestyle. And how important is that to be in an active lifestyle? Like, how do you keep yourself, besides the fact, just because you are an athlete, of course, like, how do you keep yourself in an active lifestyle?
Well, like you said, of course, we're athletes. But for those who aren't athletes, I mean, I would recommend for everybody to, like, watch what they eat, not too many sweets, not too much sugars and breads and things like that. And just, like, when you get off of work, go for a jog or do some push-ups at the house, squats. There are a lot of things that you can do without going to a gym. And I think that's where a lot of people get hung up on, is just going to a gym. The gym is fine, too, but I know a lot of people don't have time. But there are things you could do around the house to just stay active, just playing with your kids, walking your dog, doing push-ups on your own, squats, lunges, just going for a 10-minute run. And that's a good way to stay active and healthy if you can't make it to the gym or if you're not a professional athlete, which a lot of people aren't.
Right. Some people go into the gym, they worse than some of the people that were not doing anything. They just go in there just trying to look cute and not doing anything.
Well, even that, you know, at least they're making it to the gym, you know. And sometimes you just need to get out. So I can't even be mad at that. I mean, at least they want to get out and be in that environment and see good-looking people, because you can find some good-looking people at the gym now. So,
right. That's our question.
Yes. Yes, so that's a good way to meet and see people and just get out the house and do something good for yourself. So I say, even if you just want to go to the gym and look cute, hey, go do what makes you feel good.
But see, you can find some cute people at Walmart, too, you know, in their sweatpants, all that kind of stuff there.
You know, so beautiful people are everywhere, so it doesn't matter where you are. So especially in the gym or you said Walmart, but wherever. I mean, you're bumping into beautiful people every day, you know? So that's just a part of it. And that's a beautiful thing, too. So at least you want to look good.
Well, most definitely. Well, as far as, you know, catch us up on, like, what you got going on now as far as wheel track and whatnot.
Well, right now I'm not competing anymore. So I'm just taking this summer off, and I'm keeping up with my sister. She's competing in the World Championships in Daegu this summer. So, and the rest of the USA team and all the other teams, I wish them well. And it's just going to be an exciting summer for that. World Championships is similar to the Olympics, but it's just not the Olympics. But it's great track and field, and I hope everybody is going to tune into it. It's going to be in mid-August. I can get back to you on the dates with that. But, Sajay, hopefully you can plug that in, you know, in the radio when it's on, so everyone can tune into it on television.
You know, I wish, because a lot of times, you know, we don't really get to see the big press as far as when it's the Olympics. I wish there was a way for being able to see, you know, be able to see more. I mean, because some people, Like they got the Golf Channel. I mean, they have the. I love. Don't get me wrong, because I'm a person. When I go to that driving range, that's one of the most relaxing things ever, to just be on the driving range. But
yes.
I'm just like, if we can have a golf channel, sure enough, we can have like a track and field channel.
Well, hopefully, well, that's what we're trying to do, just get more exposure to track and field, because a lot of people always ask me, like, how come we don't see any meets on TV? But a lot of times people just don't know. So that's why when the World Championship's on, I'm going to send you a message and tell you to plug it on the radio so everyone can tune into it. So I will keep you updated. Keep even on my Twitter, LisaBarber80, I'll keep everyone updated on what's going on with track and field, even though I'm not competing in it, but a lot of my friends are competing right now, and my sister. So it's going to be very exciting. So I think everyone should tune in and watch the USA try and go for gold.
So as far as since you are competing right now, what are the big things you got going on? I know one of the things that you try to do is being on top of business. Like, what are the big things you got going on right now?
On top of business right now, well, right now things are moving kind of slow, but I'm personal training. So if anyone's in Atlanta and they need a good personal trainer, you can just let me know, and I'm almost can guarantee that I will get you to where you want to be. So that's the biggest thing I have going on right now. So, and you can go to my website, www.thebarbertwins.com. Just look on any updates and things that we have going on. I've hosted a couple of parties, and when we party, we have a good time. So if anyone's looking for a host, to host a party, we are definitely interested and just looking for bigger and better things to come.
Oh, yeah, because I remember when Mickey was on here, we talked about, you know, Texas Relays. Like, man, and she's like, y'all never been to Texas Relays. I just thought, I was like, wow.
I know. We have never been to Texas Relays. And I love Texas Relays, but I've never even been. That's the funny part. But in 2011, hopefully we will be there. I want to go. I mean, I don't know why we haven't been there yet, but I would definitely want to go and throw like a big party like we did at Penn Relays. If you weren't at the Penn Relay party last year, definitely you need to come this year because it went down at the vault. We had a great time, and hopefully we'll do it again. Matter of fact, we will do it again. So I want that trend to keep going. Next stop is then the Texas Relays before Penn Relays. So hopefully we can throw a party there as well, which I know would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know. But, you know, it's like, dang, you know, a lot of people have some fun and ready to just get behind you. And matter of fact, it was last week we actually had our magazine was on here because, of course, this is the Survive Model Month. And they actually, you know, that's a big surprise, you know, I sneak stuff in on the show.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, you know, I definitely want to big them up or whatnot. I was like, oh, okay. Let me go ahead and let them know. So
that's
a big surprise. Yeah, I know our magazine and actually in ATL, they're actually based in ATL, was
really?
Get in touch with y'all. Yes.
Yes. All
they
right. I'm definitely interested in. Definitely.
So,
that's excellent. Thank you so much.
No problem. But
yes.
As far as that, too, with my, because I see y'all doing a little bit of photo shoots, too, and like, how do you prepare yourself when you're going to these photo shoots? How do you prepare yourself?
Well, it just depends on the photographer and what look they want or what look we want. So I've done a couple of photo shoots, a couple of photographers in ATL, Kevin Goolsby, John Washington, Hannibal. Those are some great photographers in ATL. And every set, every shot has been, they've been great to work with. And I've had a lot of fun on all the photo shoots, and they've been featured in a couple of magazines. We've been in Women's Health. We've been in Black Men's Magazine. I just was in Men's Health Magazine and another local magazine. So there are a couple magazines that we've been in, and I love doing all of them. I mean, they're fun. The interviews are fun, and we have a great time.
I'm big up for that.
Yes.
What would you say as far as what's the most embarrassing moment that you've ever had as far as with, we're going two different areas, as far as with track and field and as far as with, like, doing modeling and whatnot?
Embarrassing moments? Honestly, I mean, well, I feel like when I get, if I get last or something, that's embarrassing. Or if I'm not competing well, you know, that's embarrassing because I get embarrassed if I don't do as well as I want to do. But I haven't really, honestly, I haven't had any embarrassing moments like that.
Okay.
Not in track field. Not like that. And same thing with the photo shoots. Like, nothing has really been too embarrassing. So we have a good time on the photo shoots. So knock on wood, hopefully nothing embarrassing ever does happen. But nothing so far, everything's been pretty smooth with that.
Okay,
so
I've had,
so no.
50% of volunteers had an embarrassing moment then. Because Mickey said that she was tumbling. She was like tumbling like some good amount of
years. Mickey's had, I remember her fall. She had a bad fall and was just rolling and rolling and rolling. And yeah, I remember her fall. See, I haven't fallen or anything like that. So I don't really have anything too embarrassing. So, but I remember that fall when she fell. It was embarrassing, and I was right there. So I was like, oh man, I can't even help you because you're just rolling so fast. Like I can't help you, you know. So
right.
I haven't really had anything embarrassing like that.
As a person who's had a lot of embarrassing moments, just be on the lookout. As far as when that happens, it's going to happen crazy.
Oh, no, don't say that. I get embarrassed kind of easily, so I don't want that to happen. So thank goodness nothing did happen yet. Except for, like, you know, like not competing well. But other than that, nothing too bad.
Oh, it won't be bad. Most of the time I find when you do have an embarrassing moment, you tend to laugh at it more. Because you might feel weird at the moment, but, like, later on, it's a good laugh for you.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So as far as track and photo shoots, nothing. I can't think of anything right now. So I haven't fallen. I haven't tripped or anything. So nothing has really happened like that. But I just like to have a good time. So I try not to get embarrassed or, you know, knock on wood, hopefully nothing does happen bad like that or embarrassing. So I will definitely call back in and let you know what happens, though, because I know you probably want to know. So I will let you know.
Okay, so actually, that'd be a question, too. Like, what's, like, the worst pickup lines that a guy is, the top three worst pickup lines a guy has approached you with?
Oh, man, the top three worst pickup lines. Like, maybe it's not a pickup line. Like, I don't, you know, when you tell somebody you have boyfriends and they're like, well, what's that got to do with me? And it's like, that's, you know, but it's like, if I'm telling you I have a boyfriend, then, you know, that does have to do with you because I'm not going to step out on them. So I feel like that is, you know, a little funny, but, I can't even remember right now for the worst pickup lines. Cause ooh, I know it's been a couple where I just walked away shaking my head like really? Like, we're okay. Or like when men are a lot older than you and, like, they could be your grandfather and they try to really throw an old player line at you. So, you know, stuff like that is just, that's funny to me. Like, it's funny to me. But I can't even think of any, like, pickup lines because I know it just happened, but it's just funny to me when things like that happen, like when men that are, like, a lot older try to, you know, pick you up or something. It's like, you can be my grandpa or something. So it's just fun. That's funny to me.
All right, well, hold on. Let's take it to this point then. Would you say that there was any of those older men that tried to do it, almost had a shot?
Any older men?
Yep. Like grandpa old.
No, I mean, that's a little too old for me. Like, if you're, like, 20 years older, to me, I mean, that's just my opinion. That's just a little too old for me. But to each his own, you know?
Right. As far as, like, I mean, holla at you. Holla, 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 holla. That's how you probably approach you.
No, I mean, just, you know, coming with a suit on, with a little hat, with a feather, you know, like, I was in the grocery store the other day, and that kind of just happened. So it was funny to me. But, you know, you have to always be nice to people because you never know.
Right, popcorn player. That's my combo. I see they like some popcorn players.
Popcorn players. Okay, that's a new one. That's a new one.
Oh man! All right, mm-hmm. most definitely. All right, so what would you say are the most successful lines that dudes use on you?
See, I don't really go off of pickup lines. Like, if I like you, if something about you attracts me, I mean, then it doesn't even have to be a pickup line. Like, if the way you approach me and the way we're having a good conversation, then right there, like, it's a certain vibe you get from people. And if I get a good vibe from you, then, you know, that may set something off. But it's not really, like, a pickup line that really attracts me. But if it could be just a smile, the way you walk over, the way you come shake my hand, or the way I come shake your hand, whatever, you know, it could be something like that. So it's not really a pickup line. It's just your whole, I know swag is a word that's kind of played out, but it's your whole swag that, you know, may attract me to somebody.
All right, there you go. There you go, fellas. Y'all just got laid in on that one. Okay. All right, so we're going to go to the top crazy story, media takeout. Y'all was at the wildest stuff. All right, so one of the top stories that they on media takeout is apparently Khloé is pregnant with twins. Oh,
whoa.
That's ironic. Twins. That's an ironic story, actually. Okay, so as far as that, like, what's your thought process on Khloé Kardashian and Lamar Odom?
Well, you know, I thought they got married a little early, but you know what? When you're in love, it's nothing better than that. And, you know, they it's still lasting. They look happy on TV. So nothing really I can say about that. Like, I wish them well. And, like, the fact that they're having twins, I mean, that's a blessing. So I think it's good. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, it looks fake or something like that. But, you know, you never know what goes on behind closed doors with two people. And if they felt like they wanted to get married that early, then that's up to them. And it's still lasting, and I wish them well. So you never know the relationship between a man and a woman. Only those two people involved know. So when it comes to that, I just wish them well and hope everything turns out well.
Mm-hmm. The top scoop from Lisa B. It's actually ironic too. They got, but they can't. You said somebody that's gonna be very good. They got twins, but they can't be like you and me. If you and Mickey, y'all like some of the coolest twins ever. So nah, they can't. They ain't gonna be like y'all. They might be a little all right, but they could be like y'all.
Well, thanks, Teddy Day. I appreciate it. That means a lot to me. But, you know, they're going to be like some super athletes probably. So, and, you know, that's a good mix between Khloé Kardashian and Lamar. They're probably going to be some beautiful babies.
There you go. There you go. All right, hold on. Mm-hmm. See, we might have a caller. Let's see what this is. All right, call you on Life at Live with your boy, Teddy J, and the beautiful Lisa Barber. What's up?
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
Haven't talked to you for quite a while.
Oh, what's up, Aaron? What's good?
Hey, I just thought I'd tell you something that I know definitely you'd be interested in because you're such a Storm fanatic.
Okay.
They're now changing the name from the new Storm 3. They're making it into the Torch family.
I found that out when I was talking to Verizon. When he got me a new curve, everyone. If I tell y'all about that drama, I broke my phone last week. It was devastating.
I was wondering how it went for you, if you ever figured that problem out.
Oh, yeah. I went and got a new one. So now I'm happy again.
I'm glad at least that. just so you know, we had a giant goal on my site for the BlackBerry Alliance. We're hit over 400 hits per day.
That's what's up.
So
congratulations.
And I hear your show's gone a long way. I noticed that you're a featured host now. So congratulations on you.
Thank you, man. If I want to get this far about a lot of people like Lisa V for coming through, people like that is how this show continue to do what it does. So big ups to you, Lisa, and big ups to all the big guests that came through the show throughout all these years.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
And also now I got my own show on Blog Talk Radio now for the NHC BBA. So if they want to hear mine.
Tuesdays, right?
Yeah, it's Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Well, definitely we'll come check you out.
And
that's over at NACBBA.com?
Yeah. Also here, same initials, NACBBA, if they wanted to search for it under technology. But I was listening to her conversation and Lisa here, and I agree with a lot of the comments you made. I definitely agree.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad you agreed and you're not liking my interview.
Well, that's the way you need to voice your opinion. Nowadays, with the censorships that they are, the president even tried to shut down Fox because they have their type of views, and it's not. They need to have the freedom of speech.
That's true. That's true. I agree with you.
But City J, keep up the good work.
Thank you, man. All right, so Miss Lisa.
Yes.
As far as anything else you got coming up, let us know.
I sure will.
Let us know right now.
And okay, thank you for having me, Steady J.
I'll remind everyone the website to check you out on again.
Yes, my website is www.thebarbertwins.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter at LisaBarber80. I'll be giving a lot of updates. I tweet a lot of funny stuff, and I always check in with Steady J, and he'll be keeping you updated on track and field now because I know a lot of people don't know about it or know when it's going on. So, Steady, hope you can keep us plugged in with that. And I love your show. Keep it going. Keep it going.
I love you for coming through, and most love to you. And as I told Mickey, I come out there to ATL, I will be hitting y'all up.
Yes, please do. Please call me, hit me up, and, you know, we can do another interview and let you know what's going on in the A.
And party!
That's true. I'm down for that, too. So just let me know, and thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
No, not much. I'm glad to have you, too.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, so a reminder, anytime you miss any parts of the show, go to iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live. You can listen to it on there for free. Type in Life After Dusk Live. Look for the episode of the show you want to find. This one will be listed as Lisa Barber. Go there, check it out. You can listen to it at the beginning, the middle, the end, wherever, to catch back up to where you missed. And you can also check it out at the Dust Spot at duskspot.com. Check it out there. And, hey, man, we're getting ready to roll on out. And just a reminder, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, remember where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life in the Dust Live with your boy, City J. We're going to roll on out. This guy's really talking about party. Let's go ahead and roll out my girl T. Huckabee party.
Yeah. Nick CEO. T. Huckabee. Party remix. Yeah.
Old man goes down tonight. MC. Old money in his thing tonight. Feeling good. So fresh. I'm about to take flight. Heavyweight on the drink. I never drink light. Got the baddest in the room. The way she looking, we gon' leave here soon to do what grown folks do. It's Friday, I'm ready to get it poppin'. Once we started, it ain't no stoppin'. The club rockin', bass knockin'. Me and my people been out a bar hoppin'. Folks dancin', having a good time. Nick and T. Huckabee will make them unwind.
I just got paid. It's Friday night. I'm
got my hands all over you. You're the flyest one I've seen in this party.